The fourth Sunday of Easter is always Good Shepherd Sunday, and we also observe a World Day of Prayer for Vocations. So the church is asking us in a very particular way today to pray that God would send more and new workers into the vineyard, so to speak, to carry on the work of shepherding that Jesus began, ministering to people, tending for their needs, bringing healing, comfort, and peace. I'm always encouraged when I hear people pray for vocations. And that's not only because it makes me realize that they are aware that there is a great need, but also it shows me that they are aware that they have some responsibility in this whole dynamic of God sending workers into the vineyard. We find ourselves in an interesting spot in the church today. In the Diocese of Spokane, for example, we have about 100,000 Catholics on the rolls, you know, on the census. Currently, we have 3 seminarians. One may be ordained in a couple of years, one in probably 3 or 4 years, and one in maybe 5 or 6 years. And you know very well, especially from the time before I came here, when you had a lot of substitute priests coming in on a regular basis, our presbyterate isn't getting any younger. We have a lot of priests who are nearing retirement and so forth and so on. So there is a great need for priests in the church today. After all, we know that without priests, there is no Eucharist. Without the Eucharist, there is no church. Vatican II taught us that the Eucharist is the source of the Christian life. So there's a great need. But I'm not standing in front of you today just to ask you to add one item to your litany of prayers each day. Not just simply to pray, Lord, let there be enough priests for our diocese. Amen. I think we all need to do that. We all need to pray really fervently for vocations. But there's something at a deeper level here that we need to look at in the church today. And that has to do with fostering a culture of vocations. Everyone has a vocation. Everyone has a vocation because that's how God made us. God didn't just create us for a random life. But God has a plan for every person. God has a design for every soul. And so if we realize that everyone has a vocation, everyone has a calling, then what we need to do in fostering a culture of vocations is get to the place where we can really emphasize and focus on the reality of being called. So that begins with the acknowledgement that God has a plan for everyone. Maybe some people are of the mindset that God calls some people and not others. That's baloney. God calls everyone. He doesn't call everyone to be a priest or a sister, but he doesn't call everyone to be married either. The point is that we have to realize God has a plan, and in conjunction with that is the fact that God's plan brings peace. God's plan brings happiness in our life. Some might say, well, the reason we don't have as many priests today as we had in the past is that priests can be so grumpy. Well, let me just say that if you've encountered a grumpy priest or a priest that seems unhappy, it's not because he's a priest. It's because he's a human being. And everyone has a bad day. Some people have a lot of bad days. But it wasn't because the priesthood leads to unhappiness. Because I can attest to you that the priesthood leads to great happiness. You know, people also think, well, the priest has to sacrifice so much. He doesn't get to get married and have a family. That's true. That is a sacrifice. And I can assure you, I didn't become a priest because I didn't want to get married. That's the honest truth. It is a sacrifice. And yet, I can tell you from working with families, married couples, married life isn't always easy either. It's not always happy. I've met a lot of people who struggle in their marriage because it's not as happy all the time as they thought it would be. But the reality is, whatever God is calling us to, even if it leads through a valley of suffering, even if we pass through times of great sorrow or pain, God's plan always leads us to a deeper happiness than we could ever muster up on our own or devise by our own planning of our life. So this is the first thing, to realize God has a plan for us and that God's plan leads us in the end, and even on the way, to a deep and lasting peace and happiness. Then, that informs the way that we pray. So instead of just praying, oh God, send priests into your church, or send religious sisters, brothers, send people into the pews, Lord. That's what I pray. But we can really pray from the heart, Lord Jesus, I want to want what you want. I'll parse that out a little bit. Lord Jesus, I want to want what you want. If we're honest with ourselves, we can't always say, Lord God, I want what you want. You know, sometimes we realize it's difficult, and we might not feel like we want to walk down that path. But if we can sort of step back one degree and say, Lord, at least I want what you want. Help me to desire, O Lord, what you want for me. Then we start to establish a culture in which we are seeking God's path or God's plan for us first. And not just for priests or religious, but for all of us. Pope Benedict XVI had said, it is not surprising that where people pray fervently, vocations flourish. Where people pray fervently, vocations flourish. Because in prayer, what we're seeking is God's guidance. And instead of just standing before God and saying, Lord, here's what I'm doing, I hope you like it, we can say, Lord, give me some direction here. Lord, I am bringing my life to you and asking for the light of your Holy Spirit to guide me, lead me, show me the way. Imagine if everyone, if every member of our community prayed, had a devoted time of prayer for 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day, 60 minutes a day. I mean, we'd see a tremendous life and action of the Holy Spirit in our community. I trust that everyone is praying every day, but we can all be challenged to take another step forward and to elevate, to deepen our life of prayer. But the fundamental prayer there is, Jesus, I want to want what you want. Now, the third step is to encourage others to pray that way as well. Not only kids and grandkids, but even spouses or siblings or fellow members of our community. For always urging one another to open our hearts to God's plan for our life. We don't have to worry about the number of priests, the number of nuns, the number of married people, because God will take care of all of that when we're seeking God. When we're seeking God fervently, and we're desiring the happiness that He has in store for us. Yes, we can encourage our young men, boys, to think about becoming priests, open their hearts and minds to that possibility. But I think even more fundamental than that is to simply encourage them to ask the question of God, what is it that you want me to do? After all, if we are all asking that question of God, Lord God, what is it that you want me to do? And we're listening, and we hear, and we agree to do it, then really the world will be set on fire with the truth of the gospel and the love of the Lord. My challenge to you today on this World Day of Prayer for Vocations is to participate in the building up of the culture of vocation. First, by acknowledging that God has a plan for every person and that that plan leads to happiness. Second, by personally seeking and praying, Lord Jesus, I want to want what you want. And thirdly, by encouraging your friends or family members, children, grandchildren, to ask that question. Pray that way. Lord Jesus, I want to want what you want. And then we'll be pretty excited to see the results.